Good afternoon. With a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. It's a satisfactory rating for a West Bay preschool. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more from the Office of Education Standards Inspection Report.
Tiffany's Preschool on Bolton's Road in West Bay has been serving the local community since 2000. The center currently enrolls 41 children between the ages of 18 months up to 4 years, organized into three age-specific classrooms that ensure, quote, activities, support, and guidance that are age-appropriate and tailored to their needs. This is the school's third satisfactory rating in a row. In order to improve the provision of education to good or even excellent, the OES is recommending Tiffany's Preschool improve the consistency and impact of teaching, learning, and assessment, develop a, quote, coherent and integrated system to collect and analyze data that includes assessment information, observation records, learning support plan outcomes, attendance behavior and well-being data, and finally, strengthen curriculum coherence, progression, and impact. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The full report is available online at oes.gov.ky. In other local news, you don't want to miss the opening night of Legally Blonde Jr. featuring musicians Limited Students. The music school is promising, quote, big performances, huge energy, iconic moments, and a cast ready to light up the stage. The three-day run opens tonight at 6 p.m. at the Harkwell Theatre, with matinee performances on Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available at musicians.ky. And the Cayman Islands Chess Federation congratulates the 2026 National Rapid Champions. CIGTV's Leanna Jarvis reports.
Edilberto J. Macatugal took the absolute title, finishing strong with 7.5 points out of 9. Ryan Blackwood and Mike McDonnell rounded out the podium with silver and bronze. In the female category, Aaliyah Derby claimed the National Rapid title with 5.5 points out of 9. And on the junior side, Des Graham of John Gray High School successfully defended his 2025 title, taking gold for the second year running. Follow the Cayman Islands Chess Federation on Facebook to learn more about this and future events.
Now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Several NATO leaders and officials have stressed the alliance must remain united after reports emerged that Washington might seek the suspension of Spain because of its opposition to the Iran war. US defense officials also suggested not recognizing Britain's ownership of the Falkland Islands. The Israeli military has issued an urgent evacuation warning to residents of the south Lebanese town of Deir Amaz, despite the ceasefire with Hezbollah. The IDF says it wants to carry out operations against alleged Hezbollah militants. The US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has insisted Washington is in no hurry to make a deal with Iran. The Iranian foreign minister is travelling to Pakistan, which is gearing up for an anticipated second round of peace talks. The US Justice Department has dropped its criminal investigation into the chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, after growing Republican opposition. A federal prosecutor said he had no evidence of wrongdoing. President Trump spent months criticizing Mr. Powell for not cutting interest rates as quickly as he wanted. The EU's anti-fraud agency has opened a probe into Britain's former ambassador to Washington, Peter Mandelson, over his links to Jeffrey Epstein. Lord Mandelson is a former EU trade commissioner. Kenya's Court of Appeal has thrown out a lower court ruling that had affirmed access to abortion as a fundamental right. The Nigerian government is warning that domestic airfares may rise despite its attempts to support airlines. They're struggling with a massive 300% increase in jet fuel prices. Greece is stepping up environmental protection of a dozen more beaches as tourism hotspots prepare for the summer season. The Untrodden Beaches programme aims to avoid overdevelopment.
BBC News there, taking us out of Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin. Stay tuned. The financial news and weather forecasts are next.